Hey guys, welcome to the podcast Friday.
Hello.
Hey, Friday. Thank God it's Friday.
It's finally here. And I just want to say a big shout out to our mates in Great Britain. I know you're listening to us over there at the moment.
Jake. Quite a lot on the podcast listening from
well,
Great Britain.
We're charting. So,
Jade's never been this keen to do a podcast opener. Now I know why. Because you want to act like a big star.
I love Great Britain.
Hello, you want to be in with the Queen, don't
you? I almost applied for a job. You know what? If I got fired from here, I would probably apply to work at Buckingham Palace, even if it was in the gift shop.
Hello to all of my fans over in Great Britain. Hello. Yes, yes, I see you.
I see you.
I'd love to have a cuppa with you. That's tea over here in Australia.
Yep. And we all talk like this. Have a bloody snag on the barbie, mate.
No, we
People
don't.
People like to generalise the other... You know, races.
Well, we're not doing accent gear.
We say cuppa.
But you know how people think that all Aussies, like Americans, think that all we do is barbecue shrimp over here and like chase kangaroos?
True.
Like, we just all seem to assume that every Brit loves to sit there drinking tea all day just because we see it on TV.
That is true. Well, but you know what?
Don't generalize.
A lot of
we're
those things
here.
Happen from myths. Well, not myths. Yeah. From semi-movie.
It is good you're listening. Look, thank you. Know. And if you want to say hello, please get in touch. Just hit us up on Instagram at Jade Maddie Crevo if you are listening from another country. We actually would love to hear from you.
Yeah, yeah. South Korea too.
Yeah, South Korea.
You're up there.
Shout out to South Korea.
G'day. It's one of the places I want to go.
Same.
You
well,
know
love
what,
to
though?
Hit up Seoul.
Someone in North Korea could be listening and they're right on the DMZ.
That's true. And
you never know.
Like the IP address is
just confused.
Are they
even allowed to listen to podcasts?
No, but they could be illegally listening to our podcast.
Please don't, because I don't want you to die.
I'd be fascinated by it,
though. Well, if they get caught, they'll get in trouble.
Who knew that we would relate to a communist country?
What, North Korea?
Yeah. We don't know if we do. We probably
don't. Well, the story sounds better. Well, look, the weekend's here. The weekend's here. So
that it is.
Enjoy your weekend.
Yes, it's a long weekend. Don't forget, double demerits all the way to the 26th, which
that's
is
true.
Tuesday. We actually talk about it in this
podcast. A smooth link.
Double demerits. If you're caught using your phone, 10 points gone from your
license.
That's
wild.
That is a lot.
10.
Yeah.
10. Well, enjoy the weekend.
No
bye.
Touchy.
Bye.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning.
I could be the one.
New FM.
The Novos.
Feel Good Friday.
Oh, yeah. Good
Hello.
Morning, guys.
Hey.
Welcome to Friday. How are we all?
Good.
Yeah, feeling pumped up.
I'm so excited. Summer is back. I feel like it's been hiding somewhere
been
for the last couple of months. Getting up to 36 degrees here in Newcastle on Tuesday, which is, of course, the public holiday. Yes.
It's swimming weather.
It's a stinker.
Yeah,
does
it
that
is.
Mean we get that off?
Yeah, we get that off, Jack.
Wow.
You have Tuesday
me.
Off. Wow, look at that.
Oh, look
should
at
have
that.
Just told it. No, coming in as usual.
Yeah, no, we'll see you there.
Sorry, Jack.
You'll see.
Do you know what is a complete pain in the ass, though? Monday.
Yeah.
You know, we could have had a four-day weekend. Oh, that's right. Crevo was smart, put in a day of leave, and is having a four-day weekend.
Going?
How good.
I'm off to Mudgee check out, like, wineries and stuff. You know, doing a bit of local tourism.
That'll be good.
Yeah.
You know what, Crevo?
Yeah.
You didn't go on holiday over the Christmas break, so this is perfect for you.
Yeah,
it's like a little holiday for you guys.
Exactly right. Looking forward to it.
Are you camping? What's the go?
I've got an Airbnb and going with another, like, person, friend who's into wine and food and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll be, you know, doing...
Foodie. Four-day foodie weekend.
Exactly right.
Yeah, he's been starved, see, from people that match his interests. So,
Crevo.
We just eat it. We don't appreciate it like you do.
Look, we are looking forward to it. We've got a bunch of stuff lined up, so it'll be fun.
Nice.
Good stuff.
Our lads versus lasses is about to kick off. This is our ultimate battle of the sexes game. The lads are currently sitting on 6 and the lasses are on 3 gold stars. So, We really need to win today, ladies. 13-10-09 if you'd like to play. There's a $50 Whole Food
Mama P's Whole Food Cafe
voucher.
Yeah.
Up for grabs.
If you want that. And also, just by listening to Jade, you'd think that we only want women to ring. Men, please call us as well. 13-10-09.
So the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus lasses.
Not only can you win that $50 Mama P's Whole Food Cafe voucher, but you're going to win your sex a gold star on our leaderboard. The lads currently on 6. The lasses are on 3 gold stars.
Do you know what? At the end of the day, you're not even close to catching up, Jade.
Yeah.
It's not even close
going
yet,
going into the long weekend, we go in winners
the
already.
The lasses won last year. We're going to do it again. We're just having a slow start. We'll get there.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Yeah. Well, everyone's asleep, it seems, this morning. You've got 10 seconds to ring or we are canning this thing like no tomorrow. 10, 9,
oh, look, so you got
8.
Someone's ringing.
There we go.
All right. Let's see who's here, shall we?
New FM, hello.
Hello.
Oh, we got a lass, damn it.
Yay!
I was hoping for a lad.
You're not a man with a very feminine voice, are you?
No.
Hope springs
that's
eternal.
Not very nice.
No, well, we need a lad to play for us, you know?
Oh, just ignore them. What's your name?
It's Lynn.
Hey, Lynn. Thanks so much for calling.
That's all right.
All right, let's play, shall we? Mama P's Cafe. Lynn, this food is delicious. It's so good. Let's kick it off. Crevo.
Yeah, all right. So, question number one for you. Which beer would normally be more expensive? A case of Crown Lager or a case of Bolta XPA?
The cans. Crown Lager, hasn't it?
Oh, no. Sorry. That Bolta, the cheeky craft beer.
The fancy Crown gotcha.
Speaking of Crown Lager, hey, Lynn, I don't know if you have these cups or used to back in like the 90s and early 2000s. Remember the really long schooner glasses you'd get with a Crown beer? It's so good. I had one at my Airbnb that had like 6 of them.
Yeah,
they were
right.
Just drinking all drinks out of the Crown Lager.
Crown glasses. It was very, like, great marketing, wasn't it? That it was really a premium beer back in the day.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, it used to be the expensive beer when I used to drink it. That's why I said it.
Yeah, that's it. All right, question number 2.
Yeah.
Which is the bigger vehicle, a dingo digger or a concrete mixer truck?
Concrete mixer truck.
Correct.
That is correct.
1 point.
Dingo, of course, being those little ones they get on, like, backyard job sites.
Good job,
stuff.
Lynn.
Yes, that's right.
All right, question number 3. What is a brag mat?
A what, sorry?
Brag mat.
Like when you brag about something.
A brag mat.
Has it got anything to do with fishing, maybe? I don't know.
We'll give you that.
Yeah. You put your fish on there to show how big they are.
Okay. You brag mat.
Yeah. And it's good because it's like a special coating on it so you don't damage the fish at all. So it doesn't hurt their scales and you can release them again.
Good job, Lynn.
You know what, Lynn? I didn't know that. Good job.
No, well, I flipped that one, didn't
I? Well, you might walk away with this. Just hold the line. We're going to go to our lad right now, guys. His name is Tim. He's from Wallsend, 21 years old and set to marry in 2023. No, Tim's gone.
Which means,
hey, Lynn, you got it. It's yours.
You're a winner.
Good job, Lynn.
Mama P's Cafe out of Charlestown there on the Pacific Highway. Delicious. Whole Foods, guys. The pictures of the food on their Facebook page look delicious.
Yeah, yum.
Yeah, good stuff.
Enjoy that
lunch. Thank you very much, Lynn. Up next, though, guys, we're talking RBT because, Crevo, it is double demerits this weekend.
Of course. So it's actually already started. And it goes all the way up till the 26th. So that is
on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's Tuesday at midnight, basically. So we're going to chat about some of the best, I'm going to call them peanuts, who have been on RBT in our local area.
Peanuts, that's a new one.
Yeah, well, it's just people that are just absolute idiots and then get caught. Anna on RBT, Newcastle people. And look, it's not something to be proud of. But when you see someone on the TV on RBT, you do have to have a laugh because sometimes the stuff they do is so stupid. So remember, double demerits this long weekend. Be careful. Let's enjoy some laughs up next.
Right. New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
It is the double demerits in place this weekend,
yeah,
right?
Already started all the way up to Tuesday at midnight. Please take care on the roads. We're doing like a little bit of a public safety announcement here.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, this is all because obviously we want everyone to be safe this long weekend. And one of the shows that I think is a great reminder of how important it is to be a safe driver is RBT. Now, I'm a fan of this show, and I don't get to watch it all that much because, well, Emmy, not too much into it, but I absolutely love it because the characters you see on there are just amazing.
They're just everyday people.
Yeah.
That think it's fine to break all kinds of road rules, you know, and it's just not. You know,
see, that's what happens when you know, you drink and do drugs. That logic just goes out the window.
That's right. So this is what we're saying. Look, don't be one of these people that ends up on RBT. Don't be an idiot. Don't do any stupid stuff this long weekend. Because this is what happens. Now, whenever I see the word Newcastle pop up on RBT, my eyes light up because I want to see what's coming next. Now, this first little bit of audio we're going to play for you sort of sets up the story about what's happening here.
All right, here we go.
At an RBT lineup in Newcastle.
You going to get that?
One moment's hesitation puts this driver under the spotlight.
Bring him in.
Just push him down the end. Just pulled up short.
But with multiple units on standby, there's nowhere to run.
Evening, driver.
Yeah, my name's Andrew Gilmore, Newcastle Highway Patrol. Have you had anything to drink this evening?
Okay.
How many drinks have you had today, sir?
I had two bourbon and cokes at Shoal Bay Country Club around 5 o'clock.
Yep. Is that all?
No.
Well, you've had a few more since then, have you?
I've got a long neck here with me.
And you've been drinking in the car, have you?
I have.
You understand that's an offence, sir?
Only if I'm over.
What an idiot. You can't drink in the car. He just admitted it to the copper.
Shame.
Doesn't matter if you're not over. You can't have those, like, I think it's open containers.
Correct.
They all have that look like, you know, Bambi about to be hit by a truck or something, you know, a deer in the headlights.
Literally
terrible.
Bamboozled. This next bit of audio from the same video sets up, like, what's happening with his offence because he just can't drink and drive.
You're not allowed to drink any alcohol in a motor vehicle whatsoever. It's an offence. So where's the long neck?
Yeah.
How much of that have you had? Pull it out. It's nearly half gone.
That's from Anna Bay.
Damien bought a long neck mixer of bourbon and cola to keep him company on the 3-hour drive to Sydney.
The old Woodstock.
You know what? When they said long neck, I was sure it was going to be beer.
Yeah, for sure.
Or even any kind of beer. Nope. Getting the bourbon to keep you company.
Scary stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, this next bit starts to talk about some of the bad decisions he's making.
Damien's moment of indecision may have been down to the bourbon he was necking on his 200k trip back to Sydney.
And lips around, blow. Keep going. 10 kilos, fine.
Damien's long journey home could now come to a screeching halt. Or maybe not.
How can that be?
That's what I don't understand. But definitely showing up zero.
Regardless of the zero results, Officer Gilmore is not impressed.
He blew zero.
Like,
that's
just
incredible.
Just amazing. Maybe got like the bourbon and coke in the long neck was faulty and didn't have any bourbon in it or something like that.
I mean, wow, I have no words.
Neither do I. This last bit though wraps up the story nicely in a neat little bow.
Why would you drink and drive?
I'm going to Sydney, so I just thought.
But why would you drink alcohol whilst you're driving?
It's not going to intoxicate me.
How do you know? Any bit of alcohol, especially that amount of alcohol, is going to have some effect. Have you got a drinking problem?
No. I dropped my daughter at Anna Bay and the bottle shop was there. I thought, I'll just have a bourbon on my way to Sydney.
Suspicious the breathalyzer might be faulty, Officer Gilmore isn't taking any chances.
I have to apologise, but I'm going to have to retest you. I believe that the machine that I've got, there might be something wrong with it, okay?
Oh, I like the first reading.
Oh, God.
Look, what I need you to do, lips around.
Same again.
And blow nice and steady. Go ahead now, blow. Keep going. Stop now, thank you.
This second test should set the record straight.
No, it's all fine. Can you just hop out of the car for me, please?
How did he get zero twice in a row?
The human body is a weird thing sometimes.
It's really weird.
Well, that's why they normally always take you to do a proper test at the actual police station
with the fancier reader.
That's if you're over, though. But if you've got zero...
Yeah.
There's nothing they can do, really.
Crazy.
I mean,
but look, like the police officer said, any amount of alcohol...
Can intoxicate
...can
you.
Cause an effect. So just don't do it.
Yeah. There's plenty of times. There's plenty of other options. Get a cab home, an Uber home, whatever it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said before, double demerits were in place from midnight last night through till the 26th. And I will just say, check this out. If you're caught using your phone during a double demerit period, $349 fine and 10 demerit points.
Ooh.
I think you only get 12 on your license.
Correct. Yeah.
So if you've got a couple, you know, lost a couple already, you can lose your license on the spot. So
that's
don't do that.
Yeah, Be safe, ladies and gents.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else?
On New FM. It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. What makes the
world go? Hey, we are playing Beat the Meat up next on 13 10 09. We have a whole heap of Singo sausages here. It's a Beat the Bomb style game. All you have to do is yell out stop before the sausages explode. Now, we did have a listener on Wednesday, got too greedy, got no sausages.
Yeah.
So we have them here still, ready to go. Great for the long weekend.
Oh, wouldn't that be perfect timing?
The long weekend that's not really a long weekend.
Oh, I think a lot of people will be sicky. Like chucking a sickie.
On Monday.
Yeah.
Oh,
don't you
sure.
reckon?
Yeah, everyone
I'm feeling
forgot.
A bit ill today. Like a lot of people will be setting it up today.
Yeah.
See, on this show, if one's missing, things still can we can still function. But if two go, then all of us can go.
It all falls.
Are you going to chuck a sickie on Monday?
No, you chuck a sickie.
You're a goody two shoes. You won't do it.
Yeah,
no. Nah. Anyway, Beat the Meat. If you want to play 13 10 09, we're taking your calls after this.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
Yeah, all thanks to Singo's, Jade.
Yeah, they have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. And Lisa, you're playing Beat the Meat this morning.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
So what are your plans for the long weekend?
Well, hopefully a barbecue.
Ooh, sounds good. Yeah. You're straight down to business. I like it.
Yeah, it's good. Let's do it. Okay, have you played this game before, Lisa? Do you know how it works?
I've heard it, haven't played it.
Okay, remember to yell out stop before the sausages explode and you get that amount of sausages. Let's do it. One sausage. Three sausages. Seven sausages. 12 sausages.
Stop!
Yes.
12, all yours.
Boom.
Congratulations.
That's enough for a barbecue.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Perfect.
We had 35 here today,
God.
Lisa.
That's all right. We'll keep the rest.
They always end up in the freezer, you know?
Yeah. Like,
can you really re-eat them?
Nah, never as good.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations. Enjoy the weekend, Lisa. Thanks for playing today.
Yeah.
Very good.
What's the goss with producer Jackson? What's on the way?
I'm going to get a vibe check on something that happened on Studio 10. So a very awkward interaction between Sarah Harris and Natasha Exelby.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
Also to Amanda Bynes. I don't know if you remember her. She's like the ex-Disney star that went absolutely bonkers. She's just dropped a new rap track that I want to play you.
Yes. I'm looking forward to this because I've seen the article and I feel so sorry for the girl. She lost her way. I hope she finds it.
I'm rubbing my hands together. a wacky rap trap from Amanda Bynes. Yes, amazing. Please.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade's just hypothesising about if she one day got into a relationship with Justin Bieber.
What it would be like.
What song are you banning him from singing?
One Less Lonely Girl at any of his concerts.
It's only for you.
You can only sing it to me. What's the goss right now?
When would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'll let you finish.
You know, he has a whole routine with that song. You know, there's a stage and a chair in the middle and he like sings around the girl and walks around her. It could be your bedroom with him.
I don't like it. None of that at your concert.
Turn my voice around.
Yeah. But producer Jackson, he knows all, and I can't wait to get to this juicy gossip about Amanda Bynes.
Yeah, let's do it first. So she obviously has gone through a lot. She was a child actress, and she had a meltdown. She threw a bong out a window in New York City. It hit a passerby. She got arrested. Just a whole lot of drama. She's now in a conservatorship, but she's made good with her parents. She's in fashion school, about to graduate, but she's also just dropped a rap track.
Diamonds on my neck, on my wrist. Diamonds on my fist, yeah.
Do you reckon we'll play it here on New FM?
No.
Well, we've got a bit of a rap band going on at New FM. So.
That's terrible.
Diamonds, diamonds, diamonds on my neck, on my wrist. Diamonds, diamonds, diamonds on my neck, on my fish.
Jade.
That's the legitimate lyrics.
No, I don't
This isn't
like
your song, is it?
It's not my song. No. I'm not on board. And you know what? She had such a beautiful face. She still has a pretty face, but she got that tattoo on her cheek like she's been in prison.
Everyone judges her. I love a troubled human being. They're more interesting.
Oh.
My favourite part of her meltdown, I know we should never celebrate meltdowns, but there was this one incident where she got kicked out of a gym class and she just went on an absolute Twitter meltdown and she tweeted Barack Obama to fix the issue. And I was like, come on, girl, get it together. Look, moving on to Studio 10. I love this show and I'm starting to warm up to the new format and then the new cast after they fired everybody. And actually, I realized the other day I've fallen in love with this show by never even
listening. All over again.
Well, no, by like not even listening to it. So the studio TV in here doesn't actually have sound.
So
I've just fallen in love with Studio 10 from the vibe. But this ain't a good vibe. So Nat Exelby is on there. And I sent through a photo to you guys to see Sarah Harris's outfit. If you haven't seen the outfit she was wearing yesterday, it's a beautiful sort of Disney dress with puffy sleeves. But
This I'm looking
is,
now.
I want to get your thoughts on what, like, what would you do if someone said this to you on national TV?
Do you know what, Sarah? We've been friends for a long time, and you are a very attractive woman, and I like many things you wear. Today, I don't like that dress.
Sorry, you don't like it?
I don't like it.
Oh, okay.
I like you.
Okay.
I like you. No, but this is, like, other people would like it, and some people might think that I look like a jockey in this top, you know, so.
I'm trying something different, Dash.
Isn't that just a little bit of a mean girl vibe?
Leave Sarah Harris alone. I think she looks beautiful.
It to me, when I see that, I do go, oh, yeah, it's like a modern version of an 80s prom dress. But she looks good in it.
Yeah, she looks good. I think Nat Exelby's just a little bit shady.
Natasha Exelby, she's the one that said shit on the ABC and got fired. Well, you can't say that on the ABC.
Here we go. I'm just bringing up the dress now so I can see it.
It's beautiful. Oh, that looks good.
I think she looks really nice.
She looks good in it.
Do you know what?
It's very Bridgerton vibes. I like it.
Sarah Harris is almost at that, like, Australia's sweetheart status now. I think people love her. She's very well liked.
I don't care if Sarah Harris wears a bloody Woolworths bag. Like, she's fine. She can do anything. Sarah Harris can punch me in the face and that's fine.
I
served her once at the paint shop and she's so lovely.
Really?
Really nice.
Is she? Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's good to know. I like that dress, but the thing is, I don't like that comment. If you're really good friends with someone, I know you can say, oh, I don't think that really suits your shape. But yeah, leave that for off air. You don't go saying that on TV unless you want a headline grab, which clearly she's just after.
That's where Sarah Harris needs a button where she can fade her out with this.
Oh, thank you, Jackson. That made my day.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM, The Novos, Feel Good Friday.
Friday. Hello. And, you know, for those yesterday that were listening, Maddie and I were meant to have our sleepover last night, but my dad did a surprise visit. So, unfortunately, we're going to have to push it back to next week.
Because clearly half of Newcastle was waiting to hear what happened on our sleepover.
Yeah. Oh, you'd be surprised.
I was getting messages yesterday. Oh, what's going to happen with it? Do you know any details?
If anyone feels an earthquake, it's Jade and Maddie having World War IV at her house in Broadmeadow.
How's that even possible?
Can we just skip a World War?
Yeah, there?
Sorry, I thought maybe we had a third. Sorry.
I'll leave that there. Speaking of you, Jade, do you know, obviously we're doing Just Tattoo Us.
Yeah.
And Jade, unfortunately, was selected to pick a tattoo at random for me, which I'm getting next week. And she keeps uploading pictures on our Instagram
of ideas,
basically naked men tats. And last night she did this, Crevo. It's a naked tradie standing at a one-way sign.
And the one-way is pointed
all
towards...
All his tools are out of the toolbox.
Yeah, towards the... Well, it looks like a hammer or something hanging down there, is it?
People are loving it.
Do you know what? My friend has now gotten on board Brooklyn. He's like, Jade, you have to pick this one. DJ Jules, this is amazing. Katie Braddock, I'm living for this. Do not.
You got no choice in it, mate.
Oh, I love
you. If you want to play by your own rules.
Yeah.
They're your rules.
Yeah.
They
are my rules. I'm going to put, money where my mouth is.
Yeah. You are. Yeah, 100%. I own it.
Yeah.
Hey, coming up next, though, big inauguration yesterday of the President Joe Biden, the 46th President of the United States. Big day in office. Mm. Big news, though. So they were filming the inauguration, middle of Joe's speech. Bill Clinton sitting there. And he appears to be sleeping during the speech.
Do you blame him? I think he sat through six, not including his own. He sat through six inaugurations over his time period. So he's heard it all.
You don't fall asleep, though. Terrible. And he's getting slammed for it.
Because
you know the cameras will go on him, right?
Yeah, but if you need a nap, you need a nap.
What, of all times to decide to have a nap, he does it mid-speech. History-making speech from the new president, Bill's sleeping. You reckon Hillary would have been filthy.
The jab in the ribs, can you imagine?
Embarrass me again.
Probably got broken ribs from
freezing
it.
Cold. But over there in
he's
the States.
He's got a real warm coat on.
He's thinking, old mate's putting him to sleep. Let's just go with it, he's thinking.
Well, 13:10:09 this morning, what we're doing is, where do you fall asleep? Obviously, the more awkward situation, the better, but we'll take any calls, just not in your bed at night, we get that.
Yeah, we understand.
Now, I've fallen asleep before. My uncle actually fell asleep at an adult's establishment, actually.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Mm.
Wow. Are we going to hear more of that story?
Well, that's what happened. I mean, I don't know if they charged him for the time he was in there, but I mean, 8 hours of sleeping, it's a lot of money.
Bloody expensive hotel.
Very expensive.
The night far out.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, of course, the president, not happy with former President Bill Clinton after he was filmed sleeping in the middle of Joe Biden's inaugural speech yesterday.
So embarrassing, because you can imagine, it doesn't matter how many presidents ago you are, they're still going to put the camera on you. It's a guarantee. So you can imagine, Hillary probably said, now, Bill, don't forget to have a no-dose before we go, because we know you fall asleep at these types of things.
Maybe he has a health condition, because I have fallen asleep, actually, in the GP's office when I had really low vitamin B levels, and I had to go in and get, vitamin B injections every week for a month to boost my vitamin levels back up.
Really?
Yeah, and I fell asleep in the office.
Did they have to wake you up?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've fallen asleep at a board meeting here. Remember that in the boardroom?
That's right, you did.
We just hear lots of rambling and...
God, forgot about that.
Oh, Creevo, you're sleeping.
No. I was like super startled waking up.
I've fallen asleep in a club before.
Like a nightclub?
In a nightclub, yeah.
Ooh. See, you must have been really tired.
I was with my friends. They were really, really tired. And they have like this club. This is when I was like 19. They had this really comfortable couch. And I just sat back. And you know when it's like 3:30, you just want to go home. But your mates are still dancing. I fell asleep.
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
Yeah.
Because did they take any pictures or anything?
Oh, that Maddie, he's so wild.
Hey, Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
I fell asleep a couple of times. Once when I had glandular fever during my year 12 high school certificate.
What did you have?
Oh. Glandular fever.
Oh, yeah.
All my glands were swollen. I had to turn up to sort of be there, but I was just so sick. I just rested my head on my desk and ended up getting averaged of all of my marks. So that was good, probably better than what I could have done anyway, let's be honest. But and another time, when I was on a cruise ship, you know how you do day drinking and all that sort of thing? We went to the comedian that night, and I bloody fell asleep there, and it was Steady Eddie, and he was, like, making jokes about it, and I was like, oh, I want to die.
Do you have footage of that? You know you've made it. You know you've made it a fool of yourself when the comedian picks
starts
on you
heckling.
In the
crowd. Yeah.
Oh, Katie, what did you? So did he come up to you after?
No, he didn't come up to me. But he's such a funny bloke. Like people making jokes about his illnesses and whatnot, and he's great. But I felt so bad falling asleep. I was just really tired from day drinking.
That's all right. These things happen. It's probably not the first. He's probably got those jokes pre-planned.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot of day drinkers on a cruise ship.
Thank you, Katie. Let's go to Shannon. Shannon, where'd you fall asleep?
Actually, it wasn't me. It was back when I was a personal trainer. One of my clients must have been taking recovery a little bit too seriously because in between sets on the bench press, he fell asleep.
Get out!
Yeah, literally pumped out 12 reps and then just started snoring.
You ain't working him hard enough, Shannon.
Or too hard.
What do you do? Did you have to wake him up?
Oh, yeah.
What do you do to wake him up? Like kick him or like slap him on the head? Drop the weights on him?
That wasn't that dramatic. It was just like, come on, buddy, let's go. We've got one more.
The poor guy.
Hey, Shannon, is this the Shannon that came to our interview party?
Yeah, hey, guys.
Oh, happy new year, man. I thought it was you. I just want to say a personalised, g'day.
G'day, Shannon. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for calling.
6'7", Shannon.
Yeah.
Tall guy.
I really like Shannon.
You came up to his belly button, Jade.
Yeah, I know.
Almost.
You're a couple of stilettos, you'll be right.
High heels, you'll be right.
Guys, it is time for my feel-good news or my feel-good vibrations, whatever we've called it this year. But great story I can't wait to tell you about is about a camel library over in Ethiopia. So I want to
another animal story.
No, it's not animal. This is all about the kids. There's actually no animal
story. Did you just say a camel library?
A camel library, but it's
about... Is a camel not an animal? When did they become people?
Yeah, but it's about the library delivering books to kids in Ethiopia.
On camels.
Correct. I'll tell you about it. It's really cool.
Okay. If you need, if you've lost a dog as well, Jade will hook you up. There's a feel good story.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Creevo.
Jade's Vibrations.
Sponsored by the Newcastle Animal Lovers Association.
Which is Jade's organisation.
Look, guys, the COVID-19 pandemic, obviously it's changed the way people live all around the world. And in some countries, it seriously impacted the ability of children to access education. And I love this. One solution for those in Ethiopia was the Camel Library. So it's run by an organization called Save the Children, which aims to tackle the problem of children being absent from school for long periods of time. And so they created this mobile library, which is a camel that actually goes across to 33 villages. It's 22,000 children who get to read storybooks because of this camel library over in Ethiopia. So it just goes to show how lucky we are here in Australia. And kids, like, you know, put this into perspective. You know, we're lucky we can drive to a library and hire out a book. These kids sometimes, you know, have to wait a week before a camel brings books into the village.
The poor camel. Well, 33 villages.
It's probably fine, but I'm just thinking, if I was a kid, getting your books delivered by camel. What a thrill. That is the best thing I've ever heard of.
That is very good.
That's a good story.
That's really a really cool. nice story.
And
I like
obviously, like, once the camel gets there, it spends a couple of days in the village.
Recuperates.
It gets examinations, like, for illness to make sure they're still fine. It rests, it eats. And this one girl, she's 13 years old. I believe it's pronounced Maria. So she's being visited weekly by this camel, and she said, when schools were closed, I was very sad. However, the camel library continued to come to our village and supplied us with storybooks. I feel very happy, and I am now able to borrow and take home the storybook that I would like to read.
That's really nice.
Like, I'm glad there's, you know, amazing people out there making that sort of stuff happen.
There's a movie in that, like a camel library movie. Like, there's something in that.
I think you could do well.
Yeah. And, okay, we'll finish off on this. It's never too late for love, guys. High school sweethearts have reunited and got married after 70 years apart. This is so romantic. So basically, this couple, they were dating when they were in high school. Fred moved away for work, and he went back to his town to find his love. And obviously she'd moved away. They lost contact. And 70 years later, they found each other and have just gotten married.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I mean, they've lost all the fun part of life together, but, you know.
I think
they
it's nice.
They can roll around in a bowling club or something. And
did they get married to other people in between?
Yeah, they got married to other people in between. Sorry, it was Fred and Florence was her name.
Oh, that just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Fred and Florence. So, yeah, like Paul's wife had passed away after 60 years together. Yeah, it's a really romantic love story. So
very nice.
Yeah. Nice. I love that he has two names. Is it Fred or is it Paul?
Oh, sorry. His name's Fred Paul.
Oh,
so he's got two first names.
I don't trust people with two first names.
It's a bit spooky, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry, Mr. Paul, but his name's Fred.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Love it or loathe it up next, guys. But first, I just want to mention something that I've seen, or noticed, rather. So, do you know at the supermarket at the front, they've got those, like, carpet cleaning machines?
I'm yet to see them. Oh, hang on, when you do it yourself.
Yeah, buy the chemicals from them. Gotcha. And blah, blah, blah.
Has anyone ever seen anyone use or wheel one of those away?
Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Once,
I've used them a few times, actually.
Really?
Yeah,
me too. Are they quite good?
Yep.
They are.
Yeah.
Because I've always seen them there, and I've always wondered, who's using them? It's you and Hamish.
Yeah.
Keeping the industry supported.
Do you know what, though? Like, if you can't afford to get your house professionally done, it's a much cheaper option. And you might only need it for one room, you know? And it's
like
going to cost you...
at the end of a rental or something like that?
Exactly right.
Ah.
You'd be surprised what colour the water ends up after you've cleaned your floors. It's awful.
Be filthy. I'm against carpets. If I had my way, I wouldn't have any carpet in my house, and I'd just have, like, nice rugs in the bedrooms, which I can just easily
wash. You hate carpet because you don't want to have to clean it at the end.
Yeah,
because
it gets filthy. Like, when you see how dirty your tiles get in main living areas, you just can't see that in your bedroom. And a lot of people neglect the bedroom because they can't see it. So it gets really dirty and you're not aware.
Listen to Crevo, guys. Honestly, spoken like a true millionaire.
Yes. No.
You have hired help to come and clean your carpet. Some of us have to do it ourselves.
I just don't have any carpets. But I was just like, what also interests me is, like, all the, you know, the bottles of the liquid, they're, like, chained up. So it's they're
not cheap.
They're dangerous. That's safety for kids.
Is that what that is? I was like, who's stealing it?
Yeah, no, that's the kids thing, like, you know,
makes
so they don't.
Sense.
Yeah.
Look at that. We're all learning together. Well, mostly me.
Yeah.
Love it or load it up next though, guys.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Love it. Loathe it.
Yeah, my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. And today, I want to talk freshly cracked pepper. Now, this was big in, like, restaurants in, like, the 90s, early 2000s. They used to run around the big giant grinder and stuff.
All right, love it or loathe it.
Three, two, one, go!
Love it!
Yeah, love it.
I love it when they come over with a really big one because I can't help but not have, impure thoughts and have a giggle.
Towie J.
No, it's just funny because they're so big and it's just, it looks ridiculous when they're really holding on to it like they're about to mow your lawn,
smart,
like
though,
with a whippersnapper.
Very smart, because the biggest pain in the backside is having to fill it up again, because I love cracked pepper. I put it on everything.
Yeah, I reckon it would stop a lot of people. When you've got the little ones on the table, the mini salt and peppers, people just go to town and they play with them. Kids pour it out. So at least this way, the business is saving money.
You know what? Every time I go back to Mum's, she just refuses to have cracked pepper, and she has that Saxa pepper, but you know the white pepper?
I hate it.
It's not the same.
See, yesterday, I was actually looking for a new pepper grinder because ours broke. God, they're expensive.
They are. Aldi. I was there. No. It was $10. It was probably about a 30-centimeter ruler, clear, so you could see the pepper and the salt in it.
The plastic ones break in the end, though. So I ended up getting this one.
$50 nice. Bucks.
Uh-oh.
$75.
No.
That'll last you for a lifetime,
ching, ching. Millionaire mark.
See, I try and defend myself, but I just dig myself deeper.
Yeah, you do. So, okay, so you got... Was that just for one?
For one.
Oh, my
pepper.
Not
God.
Even a set.
Nah.
Oh.
What a joke that is.
It looks good,
Where
though.
Did you get it from?
Like, Victoria Basement, I think. You know, that kitchen shop?
Too fancy for me. I've never heard of it either.
That's where the rich must go.
Oh, please.
No, it's actually budget. Like, it's good stuff, but slightly discounted.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
That's the goal of it. But it looks good. But $75. I was like, am I really buying this on a pepper grinder?
I'll throw myself in it. So yeah. Ben had his sister for Secret Santa this year. And so she actually asked for salt and pepper nice set grinders. We went looking. They were so expensive. And we have a limit on what we should spend around. So Ben cheaped out and he said she's not getting it because it was on her wish list.
So you got her an Aldi plastic $10 job?
We got her a Pandora charm.
Cheaper.
Sorry, Claire.
Oh, no, you get the Pandora charm that is the salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Oh, we thought you wanted that.
Isn't that bad? You can buy Pandora jewelry for less than a salt and pepper grinder.
Yeah, put that. Yeah. That puts
just
things into
so
perspective.
Expensive. It's crazy.
Did you go home, put the pepper in straight away and try it?
Oh, it's still... I just ordered it yesterday.
Oh, right.
It's on the way.
Jeez, I had to order it in even. Yeah. No, they don't even stock it because it's that expensive. No one's buying it.
Hey, we are playing Birthday Lotto up next. On offer today, guys, $450?
No, it's gone up.
$475.
Yes.
We're getting close to $500.
If you
want to
play, stand by. We're going to spin the birthday wheel.
No, actually, we're above that now. It was $475 yesterday.
$500
today. So it's $500 today.
Oh, my God. We've got to get this right.
It's $500.
God. What a joke we are.
I'm just going to my notes.
Spin that birthday wheel, Crevo.
Let's do it. It has come up December.
Oh, December babies. If you want to spin the birthday wheel and get your number to win the cash, 131009.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is The Novos.
Here we go. Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Oh, I love this. So if your month is drawn out, you call the show and then we spin the lotto balls, and if we draw out your birthday, you win the cash. It's currently sitting at $500. We were after a baby born in December and we have...
We have Katrina. She's from Murray's Beach. She's single and happy and misses travel and just wants to get out of the country. Hello, Katrina.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, going good. Well, thank you. Man, I feel your pain. If the borders opened up, where would you go?
Mainly to Africa. That'd be next on my list.
Oh, nice.
Good old safari, or are you wanting to just travel around?
Downtown Joburg?
No, safari.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
That would be amazing. Isn't it funny? When I was a kid, I think most kids at some point want to go to Africa when they grow up.
Mm.
Like, I know a couple of people that have always wanted to go to Africa since they were kids.
Africa, cool. It's not bad.
Have you been?
I've been to Nairobi and Lagos. Lagos is a bit scary, but Nairobi was nice.
Look at you, you big old globetrotter.
Yeah. World traveller.
Let's win you some money, Katrina, for the weekend. spin those birthday boars, Jade.
Here we go.
Come on, Jade.
Here we go. All right. Whoop, whoop. All right, so...
For $500.
I hope you were born on the 3rd of December.
Oh, no, the 4th.
Oh, no. So close.
Katrina, we are so sorry.
Yeah.
Enjoy the weekend.
Anyway.
Enjoy the weekend. Hope you have a great time.
Yeah,
thank
and I
you.
Hope you get to go on that safari one day soon.
Absolutely.
I'd love to give away a safari on the radio station. Win a safari.
That'd be so cool.
In Africa. Would be great.
I've seen a rhino in captivity,
really?
Actually. Yeah. It was like a...
So have I, Dubbo Zoo. Got heaps of them.
Do they have a rhino there?
They've got several running around.
Get out.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM.
The Novos, Feel Good Friday.
Yeah, guys, coming up next, 131009, we're asking you, do you have a pet? Pets as a pet? Now, where did this come from? There's some mice in a big hotel chain, yeah?
Yeah, so one of the quarantine hotels, there's been some mice that have been seen, right? And the people that are in the quarantine hotels have been, like, feeding the mice and befriending them.
Yeah, that's sweet. They want a companion in quarantine.
Which seems a bit crazy.
It's almost like leaving food out for the cockroaches. Like, why?
Well, I don't know. Some people just have an affinity with these kind of traditionally seen as pests, like animals.
Stuart Little. Imagine having your own Stuart Little in quarantine.
Giant. You want that thing crawling all over you in the middle of the night? No thanks.
They won't crawl over you during the night.
Look, I'm not normally a fan of that kind of animal, but a lot of people have them as pets, you know, like your sort of snakes, mice. Surely no one's got like bugs or cockroaches or something, but it's possible. That's the sort of thing we're after.
Like Joe's Apartment, the old school movie.
Oh my God. Okay, we're taking your calls after this. 131009, do you have a pest as a pet?
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
131009, we're asking you, do you have a pest as a pet?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, this is all because in the quarantine hotels, in one of them, there was a couple of mice that were spotted, and people that were staying there, of course, in quarantine 2 weeks, you're bored out of your mind. They were feeding the mice and befriending them, and the hotel had to ask them to stop.
I'd be doing the same thing, and a lot of people are probably going, gross, yuck, mice, but when you're alone in quarantine, understandable, but... Pests, you know, are a big thing, especially in neighbourhoods. And I know in your street, Crevo, one of your neighbours feeds maggies.
Yeah, they're into that. And look, it doesn't really affect me, but some people, like, winds them right up.
Well, don't you get limited food in quarantine? Are you really wanting to share it with the
mouse? Yeah, but you get sick of the same food every day. It's probably just a tiny bit of cheese and cracker or something.
Leave the
mice's less. I hate magpies, but aren't they a native animal?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, but a lot of people think they're a pest. They are a pest when you feed them constantly and then you end up with 20. I believe the person in your street, Crevo, there's like 20 of them.
You do have a lot of maggies in your street. Like, they're more magpies than humans, I would say.
I'd say you're probably right.
Mm.
All right, we're taking your calls right now. Let's go to...
Tobias.
Hello, Tobias. How are you?
Good. One of my friends owns hissing cockroaches.
Oh, are they those really big ones?
Those are big cockroaches. They make a hissing noise.
How many does he have?
He's got about 50, around 50, or maybe a bit more.
Tobias, do they stink?
No, not really.
You know, sometimes, like insects, people keep insects, they stink. 50 cockroaches, like, do they live in a box or something?
He's got them in, like, a fish tank, and they love the sound of their cut in toilet rolls, and that they love that, hiding in them. Yeah, they make that hissing noise.
Why did he get into cockroaches? Is he just fascinated by them?
I don't know how he got involved with them, but I know he's also got a lot of pets, like pet rats and mice. He's got a lot of interesting...
Does he feed them to... Yeah. The other animals?
He doesn't feed them to anything.
Oh, how sweet.
Oh, my God. So I'm just Googling them now. They live up to 5 years.
They do. And if you go on YouTube, you can actually hear the hissing sound.
Can you give us... can you replicate it for us, Tobias?
Something like that.
Like... Ugh.
How? I didn't even know you could keep... They're called Madagascar hissing cockroaches.
They are massive.
There's a video on the internet where you can't, a guy was trying to sell them in a pawn shop one time over in America.
A what?
Like he's trying to take the hissing cockroaches into the pawn shop and he tried to sell them.
That's some kinky stuff right there.
I don't think it's that kind of pawn shop, Maddie. I think they mean like a hawk shop.
Tobias,
yeah, like that, yeah.
It must be a really big fish tank because it says here they grow between 5 to 7.5 centimetres.
Yeah, he's got them in a 8-foot fish tank.
Wow.
That's amazing.
We learn something every day.
So what do they eat, Tobias?
Hey, everything. A normal cockroach would pretty much everything.
Oh, wow.
So
there
scraps,
you
could just have leftovers and just throw them in a...
Cheap pet.
Leftovers and that, yeah.
Does he play with them?
He watches them a fair bit.
Oh, so they're not let out of the tank.
They're not let out to cuddle.
I sort of understand that. It's sort of like people who keep ants. You know how you can watch them just move, like those ant farms? I understand the soothing nature of it.
There's also another thing I've noticed. You can get these little tiny, like, fish and you can watch them grow in water as well. It's tiny.
Yeah, wow. That's so cool.
Thanks for your call.
Thanks, Tobias. Appreciate that.
Fascinating.
That's a great call.
Oh, good stuff. There you go. Hey, Jade, interesting topic coming up next. Obviously, you're trying to sell your bike earlier this week.
Yeah.
Now, it's no longer for sale, I believe.
No. So, I pulled the ad down. So, I did have a girl who wanted to buy it, and then...
You ripped it from her hands?
Well, no, I didn't rip it from her hands, but she was just sort of a bit...
She flaked
flaky.
On you.
She was flaky. Mm. I'll just put it out there. So, anyway, I ended up getting an email from a listener who heard the chat about the bike, and
she was selling an old bike, if you didn't know.
Yeah. So basically I was selling an old bike, had someone who wanted to buy it, they flaked out, and then in between all this negotiation, I got an email from a lady who told me about this charity where you can donate your bikes to. So once the girl obviously flaked out on the sale, I pulled the ad down because I thought, you know what? I'm happy to actually just give my bike and donate it to charity because I heard about this amazing cause. So I want to tell you about it. And if you have an old bike or a new bike that you don't ride, maybe you bought the kids a bike a couple of years ago for Christmas, they don't ride it, you can give it to this charity that I'm going to tell you about in just a minute.
All right, very good.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And I'm so happy to promote this and get this message out there, guys, because as you know, I bought a new bike, so I was going to sell my old one. I had a few people message me about it, so my apologies if I didn't get back to you, because I ended up pulling down the post because after my first buy sort of fell through, I'd gotten this email from a lady who actually volunteers with an organisation in Newcastle that accepts donated bikes. If they're new, fantastic. If they're used, that's okay. They check them over. They get them repaired if they need to be fixed. And they're given to families with refugee backgrounds in the community. So this is fantastic. It's something that I didn't know actually
existed. What's the charity called?
So it's the Refugee Hub. So basically they play an integral role in the settlement of refugees here in Newcastle and the Hunter region. So they also put on bike safety workshops, which is run by the Refugee Hub, and, you know, help help educate the refugees on, you know, bike safety and riding on our roads and all that sort of stuff. So
brilliant.
What a great first step, though, if you've just come to a country from, somewhere like Sierra Leone, for example, where, you know, it's going to take time to get your license here and get money together for a car. Right. So it really does give them some sort of, you know, transport around town.
Exactly, and then so they can, you know, ride to work. Like, it's really fantastic. And I feel quite sad that I didn't know this existed until now, but we're actually going to speak to John Sandy, who has a refugee background, but he now works alongside with the Refugee Hub to help those in the community. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, John.
Thank you.
Thank you. You do incredible work. So could you tell us a little bit more about the Refugee Hub?
Yes. My name is John Sandy. I work for Katikia Refugee Hub. And then we support everyone who is from a refugee, asylum, or migrant background.
Yeah.
And we are currently located at 58 Church Street, Mayfield.
Okay, so great.
Our aim actually is to assist people in gaining and the independence and confidence to successfully settle into Australia.
Hey, John, so you are a refugee yourself. You're from Sierra Leone, yeah?
Sure.
So when you first came over to Australia, obviously you've moved away from everything and everyone you know. So it must be such a daunting thing to come here and, you know, first of all, not have any transport. So in what you're saying, it's so great because, you know, just a simple bicycle can allow somebody to, you know, go and explore, go and do their
their get to work.
Shopping. Get to work, all their everyday things. It's so great. Now, how many bikes do you guys take in?
Oh, there is no number towards the bike that we take in. We take lots of bikes from the community.
Yeah.
And we operate solely on off-community donations.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get donations from ranging from 10, 15, 5, 8, 1 or 2 bikes.
Doesn't matter. And what other kind of support does this refugee hub offer to the refugee community?
Well, we provide a range of regular programs that aim to promote inclusion, well-being, confidence and skills development. And this includes the women's cooking group program, the men's gardening and barbecue group, the regular English lessons and literacy tutoring.
Yeah.
We also provide the annual beach safety workshops, the annual bike safety workshops, and the annual soccer programs. So these are some of the programs that we deliver to the community.
You know what, man? This is so good. And I know you've probably heard this a million times, but you should be so proud of yourself for the work that you're doing because it really speaks volumes, you know? You've come here yourself, and now you're helping others, you know, through their own journeys. Yeah. I think it's so good, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's a really good program. And everything that you're talking about, they're just so wholesome, you know, like getting people out there and helping them out with their everyday lives here in Australia.
Yeah.
And I've got to say congratulations to you as well because you became an Australian citizen last year as well.
Sure. I got my citizenship last year and it was an amazing experience and journey for me. And then that was really great for me. It really, really gives me that sense of belonging into the Australian society.
Oh, that's good, man.
Yeah.
Thanks heaps, man.
So, John, just so people know, so you're on 50, is it Cribbert Street in Mayfield?
Yeah, we are located at 58 Church Street in Mayfield.
Yeah.
And we open on Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And most of our support is provided by appointment, but we also have drop-in times where you can get immediate assistance.
We'll put all the details on our Facebook page if anyone wants to get involved with this. John, thank you very much, kind sir, and enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. Nice.
Thanks for coming on,
thank
man.
You.
Thank you very
How
much.
How good is that?
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On
UFM. It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
That makes the world go. Oh yeah, can you smell the weekend, guys? It's almost here.
Yay.
Beautiful summer weekend ahead. Getting up to 36 degrees on Tuesday. We all get the day off. Fantastic.
Awesome stuff.
I know. Hey, Jackson, 105 commercial free is coming up
next.
Yo,
doing it with Halsey. I love this girl, right? Without Me.
I love Halsey. She's a
sweetheart. Great, right? Billy Idol and White Wedding. This reminds me of Grand Theft Auto, driving around doing illegal things
in San Andreas.
In real life, yeah.
Yeah, I used to play that.
And The Biebs as well.
I'm obsessed with this song. It's so good.
Yeah, it's fresh from him. It's all on the way. Right now, though, we're about to play Jade, Maddie, and Crevo's birthday lotto again. Up for grabs, $500 today. Crevo, would you like to spin the birthday wheel and tell us what month we're looking for
today? All right, let's do it. Here we go. It has come up as May.
May babies, give us a call right now, 131009. We'll spin the birthday balls. If your ball or your birthday comes out, you win the cash.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo's.
It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Yeah, $500 up for grabs today. All you need to do is have a birthday to play this game. We'll spin the balls, and if your birthday comes out and it matches your birthday, you win the money. Very simple, guys.
Yes. That it is.
All right, let's go to Kelly. Hey, Kelly, how are you?
Hi, good, thanks.
Excellent. So what's on, are you doing anything for, you know, this extra day off, Australia Day? You got a barbecue plan? What's happening?
It ends as of, yeah, but that could change at the drop of a hat.
Okay, you're all a right. Spontaneous person. I like it.
Well, if you win $500, you could be doing anything.
Yeah.
Here we go. I'm going to spin the balls, and I hope you were born. It was month of
May.
December, May.
May.
I hope you're born on the 29th of May.
No.
Oh, gutted.
When were you born, Kelly?
Bugger.
Okay. Hey, thanks for playing anyway. It's back Monday. Enjoy the weekend. Last call's up next, guys.
That's right. Anything you want to get off your chest or have a chat about, or maybe it's something we spoke about in the show, you know, people that have pests as pets,
or maybe,
for example.
It is Feel Good Friday. Maybe you've got a feel-good story to tell us.
That's
yeah,
right.
Do your own feel-good news. Hey, it's coming up next, 131009, if you want to play.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Hello.
Last call.
Hey, Sarah. Sorry, guys.
How are you?
Hello, Sarah.
Oh, hello.
Hey, sorry. Last calls, what would you like to chat about?
Just going to call you out on something, actually.
Oh, what have I done?
So earlier you said, I hate carpet, but I swear last year sometime you wanted to put carpet in your bathroom or step or something.
That's right, she did, Sarah, my new favourite person.
Hey, well, thanks for listening to the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, Sarah, who puts carpet in their bathroom? That is weird, isn't it?
Oh, bizarre, but anyway.
Totally bizarre.
I think it's because, yeah, you're right. I think I did say that. You have caught me out on that, but I've changed my mind. And, Sarah, I do, it's because when I'm on the toilet, I don't like my feet being cold.
You know,
so I think
you did
that,
say that.
Yeah.
There are mats that can do
that. You know, Sarah, the simple solution to this, right? You buy one of those little mats that you put like under
around
your toilet.
Around the toilet in the little shape that goes around
usually
it.
Usually they come in a two-pack.
Correct.
The toilet one and the normal one.
You got me. Thanks.
Well, thanks for hanging out with us, Sarah.
Hey, what's on for the weekend, Sarah? Do you have the whole weekend off?
I do. It's my sister's hen.
How exciting. Yeah. What are you doing?
Yes, so we're doing a little DIY paint and sip and a kitchen tea and a cocktail night out. So.
Oh, nice.
Oh, you guys are going to have the best time.
Yeah, we did a paint and sip for my sister's hens as well, and it was a lot of fun.
What did you paint?
They're so fun.
What are you thinking of painting, Sarah?
We're not doing anything like that. Probably shouldn't say, just in case she's listening.
Don't reveal.
But we're doing it at home, so the theme is wear your pajamas. So what could be better, really?
Oh, that's so good. Congratulations for your sister. So good. Thanks for listening, Sarah. Have a great weekend. Interesting. Jade, we forgot you're going out tonight with your new girlfriend who called the show the other day. Yeah. What's her name again?
Beck.
Beck, yes. Your doppelganger. I mean, you sound the same. You like the same things. Yep. It's going to be good.
I can't wait to hear about this when we get back.
So I'm catching up with her tonight, and I'm going to meet some of her friends who are midwives.
Now, possibly your friends.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Look, no pressure. Don't put pressure on us.
It's a friend day.
It'll be nice to go out and hang and meet some new people. I'm looking forward to
it. You know what? I suck at this. So props to you, Jade, for doing this, because like I find it really hard to just go out with a random person and try and, you know, see if we could make good friends. Like, I get too nervous.
Filling 3 hours of chat with someone you've never met.
Yeah, so props to you. Like, I would have more friends in Newcastle if I wasn't such a baby when
it came
to...
It's hard as an adult, though.
It is.
I don't know. Well, this is why I'm doing that, for those who don't know. I'm trying to extend my friend circle, because as an adult, it is harder to meet people and make friends when you didn't grow up in the area that you live.
True.
So... I don't know. It'll be good.
Well, what are you going to wear?
To be honest, I'm just going to wear my little Disney dress that I wore to our last show.
What?
My Disney, it's got the Lion King print on it.
Oh.
Hey, at least you're being yourself.
Be good, Jade.
Is that the nighty looking thing?
Yeah. It's not a nighty. It's anyway, it's like one of those sort of t-shirt
smock
dresses. No, it's me pink. Look, you know what? This is why I need girlfriends.
To understand it.
Who understand.
Oh, good luck,
girl
Jade.
Stuff.
Good luck. Crevo, enjoy your weekend away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mudgy.
Yeah.
You won't be here on Monday.
That's right.
Nadja, ring the shame bell.
Shame bell.
Two weeks in, take and leave already.
one day.
So you're not going to be here, so it's going to be Matty and Jade on Monday.
Can you come in here, Jackson?
Maybe.
Can you replace Crevo on Monday?
I'll vibe it out.
That doesn't sound like any kind of commitment at all.
Oh, we'll be right. We'll have fun.
We need someone to break us up when we get to, you know...
Crevo's a good balance.
105 kicking off your Feel Good Friday next with Jackson.
Yo. Fitting. Taylor Swift.
Yeah, great song.
Hopefully we don't have any of that on Monday.
This is not an omen.
No. This will be Jade and her girlfriends. You know in the Bad Blood video and they're walking down.
That's right.
The squad.
Shawn Mendes and Treat You Better as well.
Great song too.
Also too, fresh from the inauguration, Gaga. Great on me.
I still can't get over the Jennifer Lopez thing, hey.
I know. I was actually watching the inauguration last night, though,
me
and I was
too.
Like, Gaga's so sweet because she was actually so excited and
proud. Her face at the end of the anthem was just said it all.
And then she turned around and wished them both a happy inauguration. Then she looked straight at Michelle Obama and said, "You look beautiful." And then she walked away.
Then you got J-Lo.
We all love Gaga.
We do.
She's a nice person.
Oh, enjoy your weekend, guys. Stay safe on the roads. Don't forget, double demerits are in place right now, right through until midnight on Tuesday. All right, guys. Catch you on Monday. Bye.
See ya.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.